for real though, what's your thought process on hiding your identity?
I don't know. I just have always done it.
Okay.
Was it like a work thing?
Well, I started doing like the social media shit when I was in like middle school or high school.
Oh, so they didn't want you to find all your pedophiles.
No, none.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
If I was in middle school, that's like that's yeah. all I would have tweeted.
But you were in middle school with social media?
Yeah, like 8th grade was when I started doing it.
And he blew up, dude. He's a social media icon.
Yeah, you're like the social media Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, pretty much. I get the comparison a lot.
I want to be your Michael Jackson, dude.
You make him spread his butthole on the end of the bed while you whack off.
That's exactly what
Macaulay,
I was referring to.
Macaulay defended Michael, by the way.
Yeah, he was good to
him. Macaulay said that, nah, lies.
Wait, who made that up then?
I think the other lying kids said they had pretty accurate stories, but I mean, how detailed, not accurate.
How jealous were they of Macaulay though? You're like
so jealous.
You were like you were Michael Jackson's like side fucking bitch.
Dude, the one guy became a dancer.
Really?
Which that'll do it to you. You get touched by God.
The kid from what?
You get touched by Michael.
It's a butthole.
Dude, yeah. Then he ended up, I think, dating Britney Spears or something. He like fucked Michael Jackson and Britney Spears.
That's fucking sick.
What's he belly aching about?
That's awesome.
Pretty sick.
It's called paying your dues. That's paying your dues. That's paying your dues.
Speaking of tragedies we're going to make light of, that kid getting shot was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't let the other guys at Barstool tell you it wasn't.
It was a rough showing on my behalf.
No, it was funny at the time when you and me were talking about
it. It was.
And then when you tried to steal my material, you didn't bring the delivery that you needed.
I did not bring the delivery at all.
First off, you didn't
I walked in, I was just like, in the most monotone voice ever, I was like, yeah, did you guys see that video of that kid getting shot by the cop?
And everyone goes to a scared place in the brain when they hear that sentence. Yeah, exactly.
He left out that it was a white kid.
Yeah.
That would have, the whole place would have erupted. They'd be like, holy shit, that's hilarious.
Oh, you went out on stage and talked about the kid.
No. Would have probably worked better on stage.
I
did it on the Yak, the show that I do.
On Barstool.
Yeah, yesterday.
You brought it to the stool.
Yeah.
Took it up to the stool.
Didn't play at all.
You pulled the stool up with the boys.
You pulled the stool up.
Yeah, they didn't like it.
He said, I'm going to pull up a stool. I'm going to tell you guys a funny story.
Hey, guys, real rap.
Real rap, pull up the stool, police brutality. Funny.
It's funny when it happens to a white guy.
Bro, that's not cool.
No, they shut it down.
Yeah, they shut it down.
Seven dudes in a row.
Roan was on your ass, dude.
Roan was on my ass hard, and Roan said that he saw the video and said he didn't think it was funny.
I understand.
I thought it was funny because Shane was showing it to me 70 times a day.
Yes.
And we were crying laughing, I did. Watching it.
I'll say this. The first time I saw it, I said I did not think it was funny. And then when I thought about showing it to you while you, me, and LeMaire were out to eat lunch, in my head, I was like, I got to show these guys this video. Then I realized it was funny. While I was taking my phone out, I was like, wait till you fucking see this.
It's funny.
A kid eating a burger in a McDonald's parking lot, and a cop, with no hesitation, opens his door with his gun out. He's like, get out of the fucking car.
The funniest part.
Dude, the picture they showed, I only saw the news story. His face is just like, I'm like, oh my God.
Funny part is the face.
Yeah, the funny part is the tragedy.
Yes.
It's so fucking crazy that it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the funniest part of it to me is that there's so many white dudes out there being like, yeah, we all get fucking mistreated by the police. It's proof's in the pudding.
Dude, we were talking about that. I was like, dude, that kid the rest of his life, somebody's going to be like, police brutality needs to stop against black people. He's going to be like, excuse me. Pardon me for a second. No, he was eating a burger. And then I was laughing about thinking about sitting in a park. I've sat in many parking lots eating a burger by myself. You're deep in thought.
Out of nowhere.
You're just sitting there like, staring at like a light in a parking lot.
Eating a burger in a fast food parking lot is a crime in and of itself.
It's a crime. Dude, you're munching, you're looking off into the Walmart parking lot like... The door swings open. You're like, shot 5 times. It is funny, dude. It is. And he was white.
And he lived.
And he's living.
I think he's lived.
Well, unfortunately, we saw that news clip and they were like, he's in stable condition. On Barstool, they looked it up and they're like, he's in critical condition.
Yeah.
And the hangover, that would have been tough. That must have felt
really,
tough.
Really rough.
Oh, she thought you were going to have a good time, and everyone's like, "You're fucked up."
That whole flight, you must have been like, "Perfect, I got my, I got my topic for today's podcast."
Yeah. I was like, "They're going to think this is funny," and then I'm people DMing me, just being like, "Dude, you're such a piece of shit." And I'm just rolling
tell
around
them
in
you'll
my
shoot
bed.
Them. Like, stop talking about me.
I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah,
I'll shoot you right now. If you keep talking like that about me, I'll find you and I'll shoot you. I'm gonna start death threatening everyone online, dude. I'll fucking literally come
out and
shoot you.
I should start death threatening. There's some geezer comics right now talking shit on me.
What?
You know, fucking geezer comics that read the fucking New Yorker. That are still mad. They're like, "This article is inexcusable."
What?
It's so funny.
Talking shit. Threat them.
Talking shit.
Tell them you'll shoot them.
I might.
Like, guys, I'll fucking shoot you.
I know you guys. I'm gonna fly there and shoot you with a gun. I'll fucking shoot you. Then we'll see who's laughing.
And body cam the footage, dude.
Flying.
Like, I'm going to surprise you with this gun. And you're going to look like an idiot.
I'm going to wait until you're getting some fast food.
What is the honest, like, what's the penalty for holding someone at gunpoint? It's maybe a couple years the most.
Yeah.
If you videotape yourself holding a couple comedians at gunpoint.
Yeah. Dude. Tweet that guy's tweet
the material
with a video.
When I get out. I could use 2 years off, 3 years off.
That's what I'm
just
saying.
Just laying down.
Building years, dude.
Yes.
Building years. And then you have the footage of putting comedians
at gunpoint.
And then
I can come out and talk like Shia and fucking Bernthal. Just come out and be like, yo.
Old me would have written a haiku poem in blood and ripped my shirt off Hulk Hogan style and ran down the street and jumped over the fence and that guy.
Go. Holmes, go. Real
brother,
talk.
Brother. No, brother.
But yeah, it was funny because one of the comics, I don't want to name him.
Yeah.
Please don't attack these guys on the internet. For real. Please don't. It's exactly what they want. Don't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
If anything, attack them in real life with a weapon.
Fucking Sam Hyde.
No, in real life. No, in real life, I'm going to stalk him and become obsessed with him and wear his makeup and his dresses and use his skin as a coat like the ancient Irish did.
Like, you mean in the ring, right?
No.
I'm going to kill him in real life. No, the one guy I clicked on his fucking Twitter profile pic, and it's him in like a Hillary Clinton mask. It's like, dude,
oh, you're getting hit by dudes
fucking
like that.
Dork. Yeah, yeah. There's a whole wave of comics that are like old dudes that suck that got lost in CNN.
Yeah,
that are just as lame as the dudes lost in Fox.
It is the light though. That's like the moth light for dudes who truly suck at comedy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Just follow like, Wolf Blitzer.
Actually, you're wrong.
Just follow fucking Don Lemon into your screen. Like,
Don knows.
Now here's the big story.
Yes.
It's me and Sass and Lemaire. We go to Buffalo Helium. Great job this weekend, Sass.
Oh, thank you.
Harry
Styles. Wow, wow.
Yeah. Fuck you, dude.
Harry, how'd you get the name?
Because he's doing stand-up. He's got to use a fucking name.
I know. I went up by my name this weekend.
So you dropped the little.
Yeah.
You dropped the little.
Yeah.
No, Lemaire was introducing him as Harry Little Sass.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, which was Wes. Funny.
All right, we'll delete all
Wes.
This.
No, it's fine.
You sure?
This no, is coming not, out? I'm not sure.
What about? You have about 12 hours to decide.
Okay.
You don't want anyone to know what's the fuss now?
Last time it got out, it was just like a bunch of people like DMing my parents and shit.
That's part of the game, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I know it
That's
is.
That's the game, brother.
That's part of the game, bro.
And like DMing my sister on LinkedIn.
I'm going to find your sister on LinkedIn and I'm going to threaten her with
That's
a weapon.
Networking. That's to be fair, they are networking.
I'm going
to
find her at Burger King parking lot.
Yeah, trying to build their network.
I know. Why
put
should
on a resume.
Yeah,
like,
put
I
my
know,
family on.
Yeah, I know.
Just
I know
DMing your sister and be like, your brother sucked on the podcast. Just so you know, I think your brother's a pussy on the podcast I listen to. Just really funny.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, but if you're interested in a better way to use nicotine, visit Lucy Doug. So use that promo code Drenched.
All right, so we go to Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo Helium, big time, dude. We're
it's fun.
Big time.
It is fun. Buffalo Helium is fun.
It was
people
fun.
Cool.
I had a good time.
Buffalo is, cool. It must be the diarrhea capital of the world.
Oh, dude.
The food we ate.
Straight diarrhea.
One of their delicacies is a pizza log, which is just a spring roll filled with dough, cheese, and pepperoni.
Oh. It was
That Harry might have for real had 40 of these fucking things.
That was one of those things that's so shitty when you eat, but I had no guilt or like regret. I was like, dude, those are so fucking good.
Yeah.
Have you ever had one?
No.
They're fucking amazing.
Pizza. What's a pizza? Like a rolled...
It's like in like an egg roll type.
It's just
like
a pizza roll, but instead of a pizza roll, it's an egg roll.
Oh, fuck.
So I guess it's fried. So
fucking good, yeah.
It's fried.
I mean, it was delicious, even at Helium, which, you know, comedy club food's not the best. Mm-hmm. I put my hurt on. I focused it on Buffalo Bites like I always do.
You focused on the bites?
Yes. And I did some damage. I did a lot of damage on the Buffalo Bites. It was the diet this week was fucking crazy.
Really?
Yes. We were eating Buffalo Bites, pizza logs. I mean, that's all me, LeMaire, and Sass. No one there has any control.
That was all
no one had control. Usually I'm there's one guy that's like, all right, let's not.
Yeah.
The only time I didn't have Buffalo Bites and pizza logs was when I made the pad thai in my room on the first night.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I
like
spilt it onto my suitcase and all of my clothes are covered in pad thai.
The microwave pad thai onto his luggage in the middle of the night.
Ants, he woke up ants everywhere.
Covered in pad thai and ants.
It's just, you might as well vomit it on your fucking
stuff.
Dude,
it was so bad.
It was, yeah, and we kept going to the same shitty bar every night. It was fun. Let's get to the heart of the matter.
Yeah, dude.
So, Gabe Davis, he's a wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. Absolute legend.
Yeah.
He brought a couple of players to the show. Mm-hmm. So the bros are there.
This is like Friday night, Saturday?
Friday night. The bros are there.
That's sick.
Which was very scary to see the bros.
Yeah.
You don't realize how big NFL players are until they're in the Buffalo Helium green room, which is a closet.
Oh,
and
Jesus
nine
Christ.
Of them walk in. Yeah, yeah, it's yeah. me, LeMaire, and Sass. Like, hey, fellas.
Me and LeMaire were pressed up against each other in the corner while like 10 NFL dudes surrounded us.
It was awesome.
Jesus.
Hot guys, too.
Oh, yeah.
So then... They hook us up with three tickets to the game. We go to the game. It was what a time. What a great time the Buffalo Bills football game was.
Yeah.
Tailgate slightly. We had like one, but we got there late. We had a rough night. Mm. The night before, LeMaire started challenging me to drinking contests, which it was a draw every fucking time, dude.
What?
It was a draw every
time.
So we couldn't stop. And it kept being like, no, I won.
LeMaire's got the gullet on him.
LeMaire's got yeah. LeMaire can slurp, dude.
Whoa.
I mean, drinking car bombs.
Until we got to Bud Lights, and then it was...
Yeah, true.
It was a wrap.
You brought him into deep waters.
I took him into deep waters. He was nice on the car bombs, though. Yeah. We had like five car bombs in
Shane
like
made
10
us.
Minutes.
Shane made us film it for him.
No, we needed video replay.
True.
I needed to prove that I was right. True. I could hear my shot glass hitting first, dude.
But he was... It was photo finish.
It was photo finish. LeMaire's nice. So that was supposed to be a night we were taking it easy.
No, that was our last night, wasn't it?
Saturday night, yeah. Well, Friday night we did actually kind of take
it
easy.
We did, yeah.
Saturday night it was like, all right, we got to take it easy. We got to go to a fucking Bills game in the morning at like 9 a.m.
Oh.
We didn't. We got there at kickoff. Yeah. But get in. Gabe Davis honors me with an incredible performance.
Yeah, true.
No, he did.
He honored me.
He really did. And it, he really
grew
did.
With his boy, Bert. Bert was fucked up. We were drinking, and he was like, Gabe's doing this for you right now. And I was like, dude, this is insane.
It's so insane.
So after the game, Gabe comes over to where we're sitting.
Yeah.
Takes his fucking jersey off, signs it, and gives it to me. It's me and little kids. Yeah. I'm drunk in a Bills hoodie with glasses and a hat. I'm like leaning over the wall. For real, everybody there thought I was a retarded guy. And the NFL Films was like filming Gabe signing it, giving it to me. I was like,
it was like a crowd of children around Shane.
Crowd
Shane.
Of kids and me. Just like,
And I was standing there. I'm like, how old are you boys?
Yeah. You're talking to the boys.
I don't know why I asked you that. Dude. I felt so weird.
You threw up in the third quarter, by the way.
Threw up in the middle of the game.
Puked.
Yeah.
I was recently, I think yesterday actually, I was in a bathroom where I thought someone threw up. And I was like, Jesus Christ. What a fucking shameful act.
Throwing up in a public bathroom?
Regulate your stomach in public. And then I ate fish that night, and I was like worried I was going to throw up. And I was like, that's what I fucking get. Fuck.
What type of fish?
Salmon. I just
paid. I had salmon last night.
Did you really? Me too.
Yes, I had a lot of it.
Really?
I had two full giant pieces of salmon.
Yeah, it's one of those. Fish is one of those things that are like eggs. You're like, I think I could eat like 40 pounds
I can just
of
keep eating these.
Yeah,
it's healthy.
Yeah, sick. Damn, that's that. Dude, I went before you said about his friend, like he's doing this for you. I was thinking like he probably truly was charged up.
Oh, he was.
He went
for
to
sure.
the show.
He 100%
he
was.
He went, 100% no, he went was. To the show and he was like, I'm about to fucking.
I'm going
to
honor him.
He definitely was running faster than usual, I bet.
He was fast as hell.
Dude, I'm telling you. And it's so funny to be like, the announcers be like, man, he's really putting it on. He's just like.
I'm in the crowd. Good.
You might be his muse, dude.
I could be Gabe Davis's muse.
You might be Gabe Davis's muse.
Gabe Davis's muse. So, gives me the jersey. We're hanging out. Then we go, dude. Look, this is where this whole thing gets incredibly funny. Is just Lemaire around NFL players. He was treating him like he was like a child.
Yeah.
He's like 32.
Yeah.
With like, he's 10 years older than these players. He's 10 years older and he's 3 feet shorter than all of them. And they got him a Bills hoodie that they gave him a 3X. It was down to his knees.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, he had his hands in his sleeves the whole time. He's like, he's fucked up.
Yeah.
Lemaire is for real autistic. Yeah, without a doubt.
He was saying some outrageous stuff.
Their right guard that plays with Bills is a monster. Mm-hmm. He was the black dude in the chains.
Yeah.
In like a cool shirt. Lemaire stands in front. He's talking to one of us.
Yeah. Was this after the game?
He's talking to maybe his family.
Yeah.
Lemaire stands next to them. He's mid conversation. It just goes. I've never seen his hand still in the hoodie. He took it out. Like, I've never seen someone hold a pound longer. An unanswered pound, dude. He just finally this dude not looking at him goes and keeps talking. And Lemaire goes, walked over. Dude.
He is the best.
It was incredible.
God damn it.
So then we're hanging out after. Dude, he kept doing this the rest of the night. He was just drilling people with autism. The Bills got an onslaught of autism from Sass and Lemaire, dude. It was incredible. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh my God. Dude, we're
hanging out after. Gabe takes us through the facilities. While we're walking through the facilities, Lemaire's walking. Just Lemaire and Gabe Davis are walking, and Lemaire's like, how does it feel to reach your dreams of being an NFL player? And Gabe Davis is like, what the fuck? Who is this guy?
Oh, fuck. And then we're in the locker room, and me and Lemaire get a picture back to back.
Oh, God damn it, dude.
With the whole Bills team watches.
No, this is the beginning, dude. No. This is nothing.
No.
This is nothing compared to what's about to happen.
Oh, my God.
So we go to Josh Allen and we go to the team's like dinner.
Yeah.
And just in a restaurant. It was great. It was wonderful. Yeah. Lemaire is sitting. It's a long table. So Lemaire and this one wideout, I forget who it was, sitting a chair apart, but no one else is around them. We're across the table. I hear Lemaire look over at him and go, other than us being black, what do you think you and I have in common? It was just like, and the dude was for real, like, yo, who is this? Like, whose man is this? Yeah, like,
he wasn't having it at all.
And Lemaire was like, what? It's a good question. Yeah. No shame.
The guy's sitting with his family.
Oh my God.
So we're laughing about that. We're laughing about it. Lemaire, again, doesn't take the hint that maybe he should stop doing this to people.
Oh my God.
5 minutes later, again, this guy's not talking to him.
No, not at all.
He's just asking questions. Like, he's sitting, eating, and then being like, he goes, what do you search on YouTube? This is an NFL wide receiver. And he's like, I don't know, man. Like, what?
He's like, I'd like to know.
What are you talking about, dude? Oh, fuck.
I mean, he hasn't confronted this level of nerd in like decades, dude.
No one's ever seen anything like
true,
this.
True, true. But it's so funny.
You get this at like a family party. And like one of your cousins is there that's like really fucked up.
In Lemaire's defense, he did turn to me in the middle of the game and he was like, I think I'm going to black out.
Lemaire was shit.
And Lemaire's he was like pumped. And he's like, I've only ever blacked out twice.
Lemaire's a horse, dude. He dominates.
Drinking?
Me and him were drinking. He was fine.
He doesn't get like visibly drunk.
No.
Yeah, dude. He
Lemaire's is a tank.
Dude, it's crazy. He's fast. He's nimble.
He is nimble.
He asks all the right questions.
He
dominates.
He might be Rogan, dude.
I think he
might be an exoskeleton of Rogan.
He might be, dude. Dude. That's so it's so funny though, because that dude, like, just think of the wide receiver world. If it's just like you wake up, there's a bunch of chicks like, yeah, I want to blow you. I'm assuming this. There's like a bunch of chicks trying to fuck you. You're just cool. You're driving cool cars, and all of a sudden you're at dinner with LeMaire going like, other than being black, what do you think we have in common? What do you watch
what do you
on
search
YouTube?
On YouTube? And the guy's like, I don't know.
He for real was he
hasn't made like the befuddled. Neural connections to answer those questions like ever, and he's just like confronted with a completely unique situation. Like, what the fuck is what is this? What am I dealing with? Right
what
now?
Is this? An entity, dude. An entity. So we leave there, we go back to Gabe's, we play poker. Me and LeMaire get fleeced. I gave LeMaire $200. We played $200 buy-ins.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought in like three times. I was getting killed. The dude next to me was beating me so bad, he was showing me his fucking cards.
What?
Yeah, it was humiliating.
You're good at poker.
I thought I was getting shit hands. What? But LeMaire's out right away. I give him $200. He's literally out first, like within two hands. He doesn't know how to play.
He's all in.
He's all in. He had no idea. He's like, oh shit, I have nothing. So this is where it picks up.
This is where things turn.
So we go there. We leave there. We go to Dave and Buster's in Buffalo. One of the players had paid some money to buy it out, so it's empty.
These guys have so much fucking fun.
Yeah, yeah, it was sick. It was really cool.
Fuck.
We get in there. Before we leave, I take a lot of mushrooms. I was like, I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to switch over to mushrooms.
Who are the mushrooms?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, true.
Come on, bro.
Sometimes they just get
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. They were like those candy bars. What the heck? This is very spooky.
Get off game. No.
Get off game, Davis.
Is he okay?
Game.
Text him right now.
No.
Gabe. My candle's showing.
Gabe better be okay.
Oh, my God, dude. Kiss that, dude.
I might start wearing this around.
With no shirt, with no pants on.
So... He's going to regret giving me. Yeah. He's going to be like, man, yeah. I think he regretted having us a little bit until the car ride home.
The car ride home, he was having a blast.
So we go in. We're at Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
There's a lot of women.
You're on mushrooms.
Also, wait, have you mentioned?
I didn't know. So I read the back of the candy bar thing said, like, one, you're microdosing. Two, you're microdosing. Between, like, 3 and 9, you're okay.
Yeah.
I took 6, maybe 7.
You're such a gobbler, dude. You're such a gobbler on mushrooms every time.
I gobbled the fuck out of them. We get in there. They're starting to hit when we arrive. Uh-huh. I'm like, I'm in Dave and Buster's with the Bills and like 50 ladies from Buffalo that are
women of the
bunch
night.
Of Cardi B's.
Really?
Cardi Buffaloes. Yes.
Strange women.
Yes.
Cardi Buffaloes.
Cardi Buffaloes.
Cardi Buffalo Buzz.
Yes. And they were fucking they were having fun. Then the cool players show up, which was very funny to see.
Yeah.
The difference is we were with like linemen and tight ends.
Yeah.
We were at the Honkies.
Yeah.
Then the cool bros showed up.
Really?
They all looked like fucking Migos.
Yeah,
turtlenecks.
They're in the coolest shit you've ever seen, which normally I'd be like, that's cool. I was high as shit on mushrooms. I was like, what the fuck are these guys wearing? They look fucking dumb as hell. I was just crying. So this is this. These boys, hog heaven. You get LeMaire and Sass some video game, dude.
Oh, my God.
LeMaire at one point announced to me, he said, I'm the king of the games. And started dominating NFL players in video games.
Was he?
Dude, and he's like a little kid. He's walking. There's this D-tackle playing fucking Guitar Hero. LeMaire's like, do you mind if I play with you? And the guy's like, yeah, sure, man, whatever. I have a photo of it. That'll be posted right here.
Was LeMaire on the mushrooms, too?
Yeah.
I think a little, but he was fine, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He crushes everything. I was freaking out, and he was giving me like pep talks. Like, dude, we're having fun. Relax. Like, LeMaire was trying to snap me out of it.
We were walking Shan around like a dog.
Nate's a rock, too.
We had to hold on to him and be like, all right, Shan, this way.
Oh, yeah? You think you were in good? Hold on a second.
Yeah. I was being so nice to you.
Yeah, you were being nice.
I was being like, come on, Shan, let's get over here. Come on.
I was just watching you play games.
Yeah.
I would literally go game to game with him, watch him play it for 2 seconds and walk in. Like, he would walk into my face and be like, this game fucking sucks. Let's go. Go to another game. He'd be like, fuck this. My fucking card's not working.
Yeah.
We all had
your charge card?
My charge card broke.
That's no laughing matter.
They gave us all Dave and Buster's cards. Yeah. His card broke.
And I'm sitting there talking to a cop. And I'm like, my card's, my card's not working.
Officer, my charge card's expired.
Like, he's like, I can't help you with that. He's like, I don't work here. And I just kept on being like, someone gave me a card when I walked in. I need a new one.
Oh, I could have given you mine. That was
I don't know why
fix.
We didn't do that.
Was it unlimited charge card?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.